Today's edition of the Roma Press Podcast is brought to you by Euro Fantasy League. The Champions League is just a few days away from commencing. If you want to play the very best in Champions League online fantasy football, go to fantasy-champions-league.com. Again, that's fantasy-champions-league.com.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with John Solano.
Hello again. Welcome back to another edition of the Roma Press Podcast. I'm Roma Press editor John Solano. Going to bring Andy on in a minute here. We are going to discuss the match tomorrow against Kiev at the Stadio Olimpico. But first, have to mention and give a thanks again to our newest patron on Patreon, Chris Taylor, who you can find on Twitter at MayorTaylorA2. Again, that's Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R-A-2 on Twitter. Chris, thank you. Again, I keep mentioning it, but if you can and are able to support the podcast, we would really, really appreciate it. This podcast is not possible without you guys. You can go to the support page on romapress.us and become a patron. You can get things such as early access to the podcast. You can get exclusive extended episodes of the podcast. So thank you to all of you who have become patrons on our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/romapress. Again, this wouldn't be possible without you guys. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for the support. And again, if you're interested in becoming a patron, you can go to patreon.com/romapress, or you can go to the support page on romapress.us. Now, we're going to bring Andy on, and we are going to talk about one of the clubs that every time Roma face them, it almost brings up a little bit of bad feelings. I'm originally from Italy, very close to Verona, and this is a club that is sort of the bane of my existence. I don't know why they exist. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible club. Chievo Verona have somehow managed to keep themselves in the top flight for some time now, much to my disdain. They were very, very close last season to reaching relegation back to Serie B, where they belong, rightfully so. And the news came out early this week that they were penalized a further 3 points because of fictitious profits that they created for the transfer market on some of the operations they conducted in the transfer market. So let's bring Andy on now, and I just am eager to hear his thoughts because this is an interesting match. Chievo, again, were just penalized 3 points, so you have to wonder if that was sort of the curse for them to pip a victory off of Roma. So let's see. Obviously, it's a very intriguing match ahead of a Champions League. It's a typical trap match, in my opinion. So let's bring Andy on now and get his thoughts as well. All right, so Andy is with me now. Andy, we've got Chievo Verona ahead of Roma. It's ahead of a Champions League match. Is this the typical dangerous trap sort of match, or do you think this should be business as usual?
I think this should be business as usual, but, you know, knowing Roma, there are no certainties. It's also kind of scary to think that in 3 days we'll be in Madrid playing against arguably the best team in the world. So I expect a really good performance tomorrow. Di Francesco absolutely needs to get this right. Every player needs to perform tomorrow to have some confidence going to Madrid.
Yes, and I wonder if the Porginho was put into place when Chievo were docked and penalized 3 points. It would be typical Roma fashion for them to just give those back. I don't think it can be understated how shit Chievo are. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Really poor in defense. They've shipped 9 goals in 3 matches. Their midfield, essentially nothing. Bielsa, Giaccarini are really the only players of consequence, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Chievo have been the anti-football for years. And this year, they've really been terrible, even though people like to say, they fought against Juve, you know, they didn't back down. Yeah, but they're still a very, very technically poor team. For a team like Roma, it should be business as usual.
So I went on a little bit of a rant before I brought you on about Chievo. Maybe it bugs me a little more just because I lived very close to Verona.
And you always talk about the Bentegodi.
Yeah, and I don't think people fully understand this club. I guess maybe if you're outside of Italy, they're not on television much. It's hard to maybe have a full understanding of what they are, I guess. This is a club that just no motivation to do anything other than survive. Mm-hmm. Not many fans. Hellas Verona has far more than Chievo.
Yeah, well, they're a neighborhood, so right. They're basically a small district.
Yes, and the stadium, as you mentioned. I just cannot say this enough, but it's truly, the Bentegodi is just truly one of the worst stadiums I have ever set foot in my entire life. It's terrible. And I just don't understand this club, why they exist. They eat for nothing. They are completely anti-football. And they have no motivation to do anything other than survive, which is what they've done the past decade.
Yeah, I mean, they're the oldest team in Serie A. They've been the oldest team in Serie A for years and years. They don't develop youngsters. They don't even use the youngsters that are sent on loan. All the players that they have are very poor technically, and the managers that they bring in are always short-term managers who have no idea how to play a game of football.
And they've been thrown away by previous clubs. It's astonishing the managers they appoint.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even on the level of, say, Udinese, because Udinese has some, you know, they like to invest in small players, in young players. And Chievo is just a team that is stale, just like this team that doesn't move forward, they don't even go to Serie B. They're so bad that they just try to stay afloat and not end up in Serie B.
Yes, so let's get back to the match a little bit now. So we're recording this just after Di Francesco spoke. Not really much of consequence. He said Dzeko will play. De Rossi, Florenzi have been recovered.
So maybe Zaniolo or Cristante or Pellegrini, one of them.
Exactly. So that's what I was getting at. What would you make of that? I don't know about you, but everyone knows my thoughts on Pellegrini. Clear who I'd rather see. I'd much rather see Zaniolo.
Yeah, or Cristante. But, you know, lately there have been articles saying that maybe they're going to put Nzonzi as a mezzala and De Rossi as a regista. But I think for a game like tomorrow, it doesn't work. You have to be – tomorrow you cannot be static, because Chievo are just going to sit back and wait for you and just take everything in. So you have to move the ball quickly. You have to run. So if you bring in again Nzonzi and Rossi, like against Milan, you're in pretty bad shape. So I don't want to see Pellegrini just because he's in a terrible, terrible shape. But at the same time, you know, when will he play? You know, when will he get a chance to redeem himself, if not against these small, shitty teams?
Yeah. And another point that I was interested to see, and someone did ask him if he would return to the 4-3-3 formation. My biggest complaint has been this experimentation by him in match. It's three matches. We've seen three or four formations. We've seen a 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, 3-4-2-1. To me, that's been incredibly frustrating that you have a manager doing something like this in match.
Yeah. He doesn't, you know, against Milan, he brought this whole new formation as if he had trained and looked after that formation for many, many weeks. And instead, it looked like they had just made that formation in the locker room 30 minutes before the game. It seems like this Roma right now has no idea, you know, what to do. Who's the regista? Who's the left back? Does the left back need to push forward or get back? What are Fazio and Manolas doing? It just seems like a team that has no sense of being a team. I hope to see, even if it's the 4-3-3, I'm fine with that as long as the team plays, you know, knows what to do. Every player knows what is required from him, because up to this point, we have seen none of that. So,
now, what do you think the preferred formation is?
I think
what would you prefer to see, I should say?
I mean, as I said, I think a 4-3-3, classic 4-3-3, especially because there won't be Pastore. Pastore won't be playing. And up till now, Pastore has been in the starting lineup all three games, which, you know, he's a good player. But I still think that Di Francesco has trouble inserting him into the starting lineup, and Pastore has trouble understanding what Di Francesco wants from him. So he's a class player, but I think that tomorrow it might be beneficial that he's not there. I just, you know, I want to see a classic 4-3-3 where everybody, you know, pushes forward, gets back. There is no confusion in the midfield, you know, just old fashioned 4-3-3.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing that has really confused me, so you were right about there were a couple articles this week out about Nzonzi playing as a mezzala. I may have a heart attack if that happens. I don't know how Di Francesco could even contemplate doing that. To me, that would be absurd. It just doesn't. It doesn't work, and then it doesn't seem balanced at all.
Well, you know, I mean, especially against a team like Chievo, you know, it's not a team that will move and attack you. You cannot be static against a team like that. You have to have some pace, and I think that the ideal formation will be Nzonzi in the middle, Cristante on one side, and then, you know, who knows, Pellegrini or Zaniolo on the other. But that must be the formation. I don't think there is any room for De Rossi tomorrow. I think it will be more likely if we see De Rossi and Zonzi against Madrid, where you have to defend a lot. But tomorrow, no, I want movement.
I agree. So who would you go with tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow it's Under, Dzeko, probably El Shaarawy. I don't want to see El Shaarawy after that crap performance. But Perotti is still uncertain or still a bit unfit. So probably El Shaarawy. And yeah, I mean, Cristante, Nzonzi, Pellegrini, Kolarov. I don't know. I don't know if I would put Fazio tomorrow. I mean, because he's been so poor that in a game like tomorrow, why don't you give a chance to either Marcano or Jesus? You know, you can't be worse than the last Fazio we've seen. So why not field some other defender who hasn't had the chance to actually prove themselves? And
I mean, Fazio's performances speak for themselves. He's been just dreadful. I agree with you. Maybe it's just me because I wouldn't want to start him against Madrid, but for me, this is the opportunity to see Kluivert start from the beginning. I don't know why.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
I don't know why he wouldn't do that. Certainly, you wouldn't want to do that against Madrid because you're putting him in a difficult place at a difficult stadium in the Champions League. I wouldn't want that to be his first start. But, I mean, if there was ever a chance for him to bring sort of a spark, I think this is the perfect opportunity. Now, I don't think he's going to start, but I mean, he said last week on international duty that he wants to be a starter. For me, El Shaarawy has shown nothing. Penalty is penalty. You're going to get somebody who doesn't score, but can maybe pick up.
I don't know, but this is the funny thing, because all these three games where we've been dreadful, Perotti has been absent, and I'm actually curious to see, you know, what he will bring. Will his movements on that left side? He had a great connection with Kolarov last year.
Yes,
they really seem to understand each other much better than El Shaarawy, who likes to drop into the 6-yard box and not stay on the wing. So I'm actually curious if Perotti would be able. Would he be the one to, you know, to trigger this team to move forward, to have some sort of movement on the side? And you know, it's because against Milan, we didn't produce anything, nothing. And with Perotti, okay, he's not going to score, that's for certain, but he's still going to drop the ball into the 6-yard box from the flank. He's still going to give some sort of trouble to the defenders. Meanwhile, El Shaarawy hasn't done that at all.
Yeah, the thing I like about Perotti too is he draws more than one defender to him, just because he's so much better of a dribbler than El Shaarawy.
Yeah,
he can draw the penalty as well. El Shaarawy, he can't at all. So yeah, I'd be curious to see if maybe he could bring something. I agree with you though. I don't want to see El Shaarawy, but I also don't want to see him against Madrid, and I think it has to be one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and also I think Karsdorp will start tomorrow, because I think that Florenzi, who knows what Di Francesco wants from him, will start against Madrid. Again, Karsdorp is one of those players that certainly, like similarly to Pastore, he is a really good player, but he's still trying to get the gist of what Di Francesco's formation and game plan requires from him. So,
yeah, and I actually thought he was pretty good against Milan. I didn't think he was. I mean, many had poor performances, but I don't think he was one of them. I would undoubtedly start Karsdorp. Fazio, I would not start. I would start Marcano.
Yeah.
It's just, this is really. DiFrancesco said it's a delicate match, and he's absolutely right. I just, if they drop points, I just don't even want to go down the road of what that atmosphere will be like.
Terrible, especially before an opening Champions League game away. If tomorrow something negative happens, if we drop points, I'm quite certain that we will be collecting all the balls from the goal in against Madrid away, because this a team like Chievo can either boost your confidence all the way up, or they can crush you. Like similarly to what happened similarly to what happened against Genoa last year. Remember when everything was going great? We had picked up our pace. We were going, moving forward. We were winning against Bologna, Crotone. And then that away game against Genoa happened where we dropped those points because of De Rossi's stupid mistake. And
yes,
and that game just completely crushed us. After that game started all the terrible things that came afterwards. Again, we drew against Chievo the week later, 0-0.
Yep.
A match like tomorrow is so important, so important. We cannot get it wrong.
Yeah, and my biggest fear is that they maybe are looking past Chievo, which, I mean, this is an older team. We've seen that maybe at times that's something they're prone to doing, just because maybe in their minds they can recover the points should they drop them. But I agree. And the only sort of savior during this period has been Inter have been bad. They've dropped points. Milan have dropped points. Napoli have dropped points. Yes. I mean, if Roma, I mean, they should be lucky that they're at the point where they're at now.
Very, very. Yes. I mean, similarly to last year, we were dropping points and Inter could not get a game right to save their life. So
yes,
it was the race between who's worse. And I mean, Inter are playing in like 15 minutes. So maybe, you know, if Inter win or something, that will give them a boost. You cannot look at the game of against Real Madrid right now. You have to be 100% into the game tomorrow, because you're playing at home. You need to get that home record straight, which is terrible under Di Francesco, terrible. But you have to get it right. Manolas cannot do the same mistakes against this shitty Chievo attack. You cannot lose your opponent. You cannot get bullied like against Zapata. Kolarov has to wake up. Either it's him or Pellegrini. I really don't care. Kolarov has been one of the worst players in these three games, and nobody has been talking about it because he's Kolarov, but he's been abysmal. He hasn't offered anything, neither to the attack nor the defense. Actually, he's one of the reasons why Fazio and Manolas have also been performing so badly, because he's just, you know, we know he's not a great defender, but still, no, he seems like he has no interest in being there on the pitch. It's just, you have to, tomorrow, it's, you know, you have to get it right. You have to get it right.
All right, so what's your prediction?
So I don't expect an easy game. Probably it'll be like 2-1. 2-1 for us.
I was going to say, this has a 2-1 or a 1-0 shithousing sort of match written all over it.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope, you know, it's going to be probably one of those games where we score and then they score and then you have to score at all costs and you start to panic and I don't know. Let's win tomorrow, please.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, there it is. Andy and I will be back to discuss the hopefully victory after the match tomorrow, and then discuss a little bit of Madrid. So, Forza Roma, yes?
Yes, Forza Roma sempre.
Ciao, everybody.
Ciao.